den of corruption. My house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. Twice, Jesus cleansed the temple, exposing corruption within its walls. Outward reforms failed because hearts remained unchanged. The religious leaders had turned worship into a cover for sin, using God's house for personal gain. Today, much of the church is in the same condition, worldly, compromised, and enslaved to false teachings, prosperity, and self-indulgence. When the church is corrupt, so is the nation. Scripture warns of false prophets and leaders who lead people astray. Churches in Pergamum and Thyatira were rebuked for tolerating sin. Jesus calls his church to repent, just as he did with Ephesus and Laodicea. True worship is not found in buildings, but at the cross. The church must turn back to Christ, forsaking sin and deception, before judgment falls. If the church you are currently attending fails to uphold the truth of the Bible or alters its teachings to align with worldly perspectives, it is time to seek out a different church that genuinely represents the true teachings of God's Word. Repent, for the time is short.